Jude, keep your position. Whenever we attain a position in any field, be it sports or government or corporate, we work hard to keep it for as long as we can or improve it. Jude, the brother of James, half-brother of Jesus Christ, addresses the dangerous penetration of false teachers in Christian leadership and encourages true believers to keep our position in Christ. He assures that Christ has kept us. This position is permanent. He mentions traits of people who lose their position as well as those who keep their position. At various levels and over a period of time, the defaulters who have lost their position are firstly the fallen archangel Satan, and then fallen angels, followed by false teachers throughout the ages. And then there are people like those in Sodom, Gomorrah, etc. Ironically, in the process of grasping for secular, social, and even religious positions, they lose their permanent position in Christ. Characteristics of people losing their position involve being usurpers, unreasonable, unstable, and under eternal bondage. Usurpers sneak in and grab power and positions in the church without any heart for serving Jesus. Some arrogantly rebuke the devil, which is out of place. That is God's job. Unreasoning people live by instinct like animals rushing headlong into destruction. The unstable are doubly dead, wild, and wandering in Jude terms. And those under eternal bondage. This refers to fallen angels who are being kept in darkness. Characteristics of people keeping their position are that they let God, let go, look to eternity, and love mercy. Let God, even powerful Archangel Michael, did not presume to rebuke Satan over his tussle with Moses' body, but left it to God to rebuke Satan. Our role is primarily to love and win over people. Judgment is in God's hands. Let go. To get a firm grip on something, we need to let go of other things. Look to eternity. As we climb higher, we cannot look down. There's only one thing to be anxious about: keeping our position. Love mercy. Snatching people out of fire can be painful and dangerous, but we are God's firefighters. While we hate the sin, we love the sinner. When we keep our position, God keeps us safe. Jude starts with this assurance in verse 1, and ends with the grand finale in verses 24 to 26. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, forever and ever. Amen. The wheel of life turns round and round. Few reach the top, but all come down. The smartest keep the eternal crown. Have we let go of all unwanted packages? What further steps do we need to take to keep our position?